The Beaver Watershed Alliance is now accepting submissions for the 2014 annual Watershed Photography Contest. Images should focus on nature found throughout the Beaver Lake watershed. Prizes will be awarded to the top three winning photographs. Submission deadline is May 31st and can be made on Facebook or at beaverwatershedalliance.org. Beaver Watershed Alliance, our environment, our health, our home.
Walton Arts Center presents the Improvised Shakespeare Company April 23rd as part of the 10x10 Art Series. This company uses audience suggestions to improvise an entire play using the language and theme of Shakespeare's Elizabethan works. Tickets and information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
In just a few moments on Ozarks, Antoinette talks to John Dooley about his music, his appearance tomorrow at Springfest in Fayetteville, and his forthcoming EP.
And it's more than just Springfest happening tomorrow. Robots will be at Ramey Junior High in Fayetteville. The school will host a VEX robotics competition tomorrow beginning at 9:45 a.m. This is the first VEX competition to be held in Northwest Arkansas and will include competitors from several area school districts, including Bryant, Fort Smith, and Star City, Arkansas, Belton, Missouri, and Muskogee, Oklahoma. There will be both junior and senior high teams.
Also tomorrow, and about as far away from robots as you can get, Mother Nature and her animal friends will be at Hobbs State Park near Rogers. The event is called The Forest Comes to Life and will be from 1 until 4 tomorrow afternoon along the paved Ozark Plateau Trail. The event is free, but donations of non-perishable food items for Good Samaritan House will be collected. For more information, 789-5000.
Remember the mammoth at the Museum of Native American History we told you about a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
The official dedication of the real fossil found in Siberia will be Wednesday morning at 11. The woolly mammoth weighs a ton and stands over 12 feet tall. Museum founder and director David Bogle will handle the ceremonial unveiling. The museum is located at 202 Southwest O Street in Bentonville, and the admission every day is free.
Slade Cleaves has been an ice cream truck driver, a meter reader, a pizza delivery guy, a paid subject in pharmaceutical drug studies, a groundskeeper, a film developer, and a rope tow operator. If you think he might have some stories to tell, you're correct. He's been writing songs for a while now and performing them since 1985. He's coming back to Northwest Arkansas Saturday, May 3rd at 324 Ballroom in downtown Fayetteville. Admission for the concert, $20. Reservations can be made by email. The address is mshirky@sbcglobal.net. The ballroom, if you're unfamiliar, is located behind Jose's on Dixon Street.
The Rogers School District will honor three distinguished alumni and one U.S. Senator Thursday night at Embassy Suites. The alumni honorees include Mary Lynn Reese, Jan Buck, and Bob Ross, a retired teacher from the district. The U.S. Senator is John Bozeman. Tickets for the celebration cost $100, and proceeds will be directed toward the Rogers Public Education Foundation. Each of the honorees will have his or her name placed on the walls of distinction located on the campuses of Rogers' two high schools. For tickets or more information, 636-7633.